Well, we've got round three of the MotoGP. It'll be on 10 Bold from Portugal, 9:30 p.m. Sunday night. And joining us now from the 10 Network is Scott McKinnon. How are you, Scott?
Very well, thank you, guys. How are you travelling this morning?
Very, very well. So we've had the opening two rounds in consecutive weeks there in Qatar. What have you made of the championship so far?
Well, it's been very interesting, hasn't it? It's been the greatest show on two wheels, I've have to say. The last race, the top 15 were separated by something like 8.9 seconds. That's how close the racing is this year. To put it into context, the F1 guys, I think top three were in 40 seconds. So really, anyone within the top 15 can get on the top step of the podium. It hasn't been that way for Aussie Jack Miller, though, unfortunately. Two ninth place finishes, but he's got a couple of excuses. So hopefully he'll rebound in Portimao this weekend, which is an absolute cracker. It's a roller coaster ride of a track, and you need to have some fairly large kahunas to have a crack around there, and Jack Miller is your man for that.
Scotty, what about Valentino Rossi? He's been struggling.
Absolutely struggling, and he's on a factory bike. So he had his worst qualifying effort in 25 years of Grand Prix racing. He's 42, Clarky.
Yeah,
you know
I
what
know.
It's like when you're 42, things
well,
start to fall
I
apart.
I don't yet, buddy, but I'm getting there. But I guess that's probably the question for everyone as well. Like, we talk about it across all codes. Has he gone on 1 year too long, in your opinion?
I would say, from what we've seen, the evidence so far, yes.
Yeah.
It's a resounding yes. I mean, he was demoted to the Petronas team from the factory Yamaha team, but he's still on the full factory equipment. So when guys on the exact same bike are winning the first two races, you know Valentino's probably gone on too long. But he wants to race again next year. But he's got performance clauses in his contract. So I don't know if Valentino will be going around again in 2022. And he's a few more races just to prove whether he deserves to go around, because there's no doubt his star factor. I mean, he's huge for the sport. And look, if he's not racing, he's probably going to be running a team next year anyway. So he'll still be in and around the MotoGP paddock.
Yeah, Scotty, you mentioned Jack Miller and how this track might suit him because of his style, but he's been struggling for pace this year. Should we be concerned with that?
Well, look, he had issues with his bike in the first round, and they always seem to blame the bike or the tyres or something. But in the second round in Doha, he had arm pump. Now, Mido, you might be familiar with this arm pump thing. It's where you get that much lactic in your forearms that they basically want to explode. So, yeah, the poor guy had arm pump, and he's had surgery on that. So you've got, like, this membrane around your muscle, and they expand that much when you're wrangling the 300-horsepower MotoGP bike around that it expands to a point where it can't go any further. So it restricts the blood flow and all the rest of it. So that surgery is essentially cutting that membrane around the muscle to give the muscles more room to expand. So that's what he's done. He's gone under the knife, and it's usually a 4 to 6 week recovery. He's back on a bike in 10 days. That's how insane these guys are. But I wouldn't write Jack Miller off yet. He's got the pressure of being on the factory Ducati bike. So look, I think he'll bounce back this weekend. I certainly hope so.
Well, who wins in Portugal this weekend?
Oh, I think, Johann Zarco, the flying Frenchman. He's leading the way in the championship at the moment. He's had 2 second-place finishes. He's looking really rock solid. 30 years of age, a bit of experience. But you know what? You know who's back this weekend? And this is the biggest story. Marc Marquez is back on the grid. Mm. Yeah, so wouldn't be surprised if it's a bit of a fairy tale. He had that huge crash at the start of last year. He broke his humerus, which is that bone in your arm that runs between your shoulder and your elbow. He snapped it clean in two, had 3 lots of surgeries, and he is an absolute freak show. So don't be surprised if Marc Marquez shows up and does something pretty specky.
Scotty, do you think they'll race at Phillip Island this year?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Just with what's going on around the world, obviously, and there's obviously been a stalemate regarding quarantine rules with all the teams coming into Australia.
Yeah, look, the planning is so far advanced. You know, you have to have everything in place to get it done. If they're getting vaccinated overseas, I know we're not getting really vaccinated, the rollout is stalling, but if all the riders, they were offered shots in Qatar for round one, which everyone, in my understanding, took the shots, all the riders. So, yeah, hopefully if they're vaccinated, it'll be easier for them to lob into Australia and to race. Because it's October, so plenty of time. But, yeah, you just hope that it gets going, because that is a cracking track, and Jack Miller always does well around there. So
Finally, Scotty, you know that Buki's obviously a friend of the show, and we're just curious, you know, just give us some behind-the-scenes Buki that you see that we, you know, we'd love to know about, our listeners would love to know about. Like, what's his makeup and wardrobe demands like?
Extensive, I would say. That's probably the best way to put it. If he's not running around in Newport with his shirt off, he calls it walking the dog, but he's just trying to get his rig out around the northern beaches. So, you know, everyone knows Buki up there. So, yeah, like plenty of time to make up chair too.
Yeah, mate, has he told you his nickname?
What, oil?
No, Mash.
Mash.
Yes.
Oh, I know exactly why. I have heard everyone, mate. I spent the entire Rugby World Cup side by side with this guy. Could you imagine the story?
Brilliant.
The war story? My God, it was incredible.
What are you up to? 91, 92? Or you're back into 93?
We're winding way back. I'm talking 80s. He's running me through his Joey time.
great stuff. Scotty, great to talk to you, mate. 10 Bolt, 9:30, Sunday night.
Absolutely.
Beautiful, mate. Cool. We look forward to it. The MotoGP. Thanks so much.
Thanks, fellas. See ya.